Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I threw my hand up early, then I put it down. I was like, oh, he's tackled. Then I put it up. Again, after he ran, I mean, he's the best back in football. You know, I don't know how awards shake out, but I mean, he should be in the running for every award. He's an absolute stud. We love having him, and he makes our offense go.
That, of course, is the voice of Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He's talking about James Cook. James Cook going into tonight has a... How big of a lead? 80-something yards? What do we got here? 15-32. Dan, what is it? 15-32 minus 14-43. Let's go, baby. Do it. Ask. Oh, and you got it? What is it? 15-32 minus 14-43. Come on.
This is not for me.
All right, wait. Calculator?
Hey, Siri. Watch this.
Okay. Here, yeah, thank you.
What is 15-32 minus 14-43? 89. I thought I had it on there. I thought she was going to talk. I guess I had my phone on silent because I'm on the radio.
That's all right.
89. I was going to guess 89. I did not want to be wrong, though.
I'm just glad I'm not embarrassed by Siri right now.
There you go. 89 yards. Jonathan Taylor tonight has a chance to catch him, obviously. The other thing about James Cook, which is crazy, who had James Cook leading the league in carries? I mean, with this philosophy, with how not big he is, 287 on the season. 272 for Kate Taylor. So Taylor would need 15 carries tonight to match that. It's crazy. James Cook has 500 more yards, essentially, a little less than that, than Saquon Barkley this year. It's incredible. That is a monster gap. The guy has a chance for, about 1,700 yards this year. Incredible season. That was Josh Allen on him. Anyway, not to divert here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, it is presented on a Monday by Catholic Health. The right way to care, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Let's get to our extra point from the sidelines. Haven't done that yet. Before you do that, let me welcome everybody back in. Thanks a lot for listening, WGR Sports Radio 550. We are, of course, on the YouTube and Twitch stream, and you can jump in there. We got a lot of our regulars from the bullpen saying hello, so I'm saying hello to you today. Hope you guys have all of you, guys, ladies, men, women, kids, whatever, everybody coming in. I know school, a couple of days left here probably for most people. Hope you have a great holiday season. It's nice to have a Victory Monday here as we roll on into the Christmas week. Got some football going on this week. We'll get to that a little bit later. But thanks a lot for coming aboard. Let's get to our extra point from the sidelines. It is brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care. the injury to Quinshon Judkins was really tough to watch. So tough that I actually haven't even seen it yet, guys. Was it? Did you see the actual play? Because I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you. This is the extra point from the sidelines. What I did see was the replay on the big board of Matt Milano's helmet hit Judkins in the hip really hard.
Yeah.
And apparently that caused Judkins' foot, I think, to get caught or something. But I didn't see the foot because the replay on the big board didn't show it. And I was standing next to Evan Washburn of CBS, and he said to me, we're not going to show it on TV.
Yeah.
And he had the monitor that they use on the sideline so he can see the replay. So I didn't see the replay of that. Did you see it, Dan?
I saw it. I couldn't even tell where he got hurt. It was just kind of all
he got
bang,
his foot caught
play.
Maybe when
yeah,
after Milano
it
hit him.
Like kind of got caught underneath him as Milano kind of flew over top, and it was one of those like you know leg sideways, dislocated, broken, real nasty Cam Scatabo.
And it was very ominous. As soon as like he was down, and everybody was gathered around.
Yeah,
you knew it was bad, but. Yeah, on the sidelines, it was literally like Evan Washburn said to me, we're not showing it on TV.
And that was really like, I didn't search it out after that because I knew I didn't want to see it, but it came across my feed because of course it did.
Yes.
And I knew when they said that on the broadcast, like, oh man,
yeah,
like, that's not good. Because like you said, it was as soon as he was down, they kind of cut away from the clip of Milano blowing him up and he was down punching the ground and you're like, oh. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize until they said that it was that gruesome of a situation.
So it was he's a really good player. And even without him, though, one of the things that came up yesterday, obviously, was the Bills' inability to stop the run. Once they brought in the other Sanders, Raheem Sanders, I mean, he didn't have a high yards per carry, but, man, he was moving the pile. And after contact, Bills tackling again yesterday was not very good. I cover all of this in my Arrow Up, Arrow Down column at WGR550.com, so check it out there. We'll get back to your phone calls here. We do have open phone lines and plenty of time to take your calls before we get to the bottom of the hour. And then in the next half hour, we'll do sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. JD in Hamburg. Good morning, JD.
Hey, Sal, good morning. Yeah, first of all, you mentioned James Cook. I think that the best thing the Bills did this year, and you can credit the coaches and the GM and whoever decided this, was James Cook had to be the focus and to be a real elite number one back with way, way, way more carries than he ever had. And I didn't hear a lot of people on the air saying that would be a good idea. It has been a great idea. And the best thing you want for Josh Allen is to not have to throw the ball more than 30 times. That's been working out great. So I'm just going to say this. The road is clear now. The Kansas City Chiefs are out. The Ravens are in a shambles. So here's my point. The Bills been good enough to win for at least 5 years now, for the most part. And there's really only a couple teams, three, four teams, that are in their league in the NFL. So my point is this. I basically obsess about McDermott and Bean all day long. And in the last few weeks, I've started to think, you know, it really is time for the Bills players to decide that they're going to do it and they're going to push it over the finish line. And it's up to them. McDermott and Bean, there's deficiencies on the team, but they've put them in a position to win. And there's something that the Bills have been doing on the positive side is they've been getting things done at the right time. And I'm a big believer that timing, the right mentality leads to great timing. And if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, no matter where they were in the standings, somehow those guys who lead that team are always on the money at the right time. And they can win games in the playoffs that they don't deserve to win, including against the Buffalo Bills. Something I've always admired about that club. And I'll finish with this. I just firmly believe right now that the Buffalo Bills, never mind McDermott, never mind Bean, never mind the deficiencies, there's only a couple teams in this league as good as they are. It is time for them to win it. And they've been exhibiting some great mentality. Benford, Rousseau came up big at the right time yesterday. Bosa jumping up at the right time again yesterday. It's about the mentality. It's time to win. And we can complain about the coach and the GM all day, but I want to get your thoughts because I truly think this team, there's no excuse. This team can do it all and win it all.
Yeah, they certainly have a good enough roster, good overall, because they have the quarterback. And there are certainly deficiencies on the roster. No one's going to deny that. I'll go back to what I always say. Every team has deficiencies on its roster. I mean, look at what happened with the Broncos yesterday, right? And they're at home against the Jags. They give up 34 points, that vaunted Broncos defense. And it is. It's very, very good. They give up 346 yards. They actually had 445 yards of their own, only scored 20 points out of it. I say only because, like, it's, you would think by looking at the numbers, that's not the way the game went. Every game is different. And you play that game, you play that team. I say it all the time that you can't play against the Patriots in the playoffs today when you're playing against the Browns in a regular season game. You cross that bridge when you come to it. And you play that game, you prepare for that game and that team differently. When it comes time to the players, your point, they do have good enough team. Absolutely they do. They do have a good enough quarterback. I think going on the road for three straight games is a challenge for any team, regardless of quarterback, regardless of coach. That's a challenge for any team. It's not an excuse. It's going to be tough to do. But despite having the deficiencies we've talked about, here are the Buffalo Bills still at 11-4 on the season. I mean, it's a really good year by most standards, right? But we know that here in Buffalo, because of what's happened in the past, because of the quarterback you have, you still got to get to the end. Otherwise, it's not a really good year. And that's tough. But it's the expectation you have. And it's the standard that's been set here. Let's go to Steve in Hamburg. Hi, Steve. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I was pretty disappointed yesterday.
Okay.
We have Sanders that was holding the clipboard as a third-string quarterback about 28 days ago. We have a team that's one of the worst records in the NFL. We drive 3 hours. I truly think they're celebrating their loss more than we're celebrating our victory. You shut down the MVP last year, Josh Allen. The Browns lose by 3 points. I truly believe that we do have a great running game, and any good defensive coordinator come playoffs, truly, if you shut down Cook, you shut us down. I don't think we're going to go past the first round. I don't think we deserve to, and that's based on the selection the coaches have made and our GM with our receiving talent. We truly have no threat. And we might be able to chip away to get where we're at today. But after yesterday, winning by 3 points to a terrible team, terrible, gives me no confidence. And really, we have to consider, as much as the callers don't feel it's important, we do need a quality field goal kicker. Because irrelevant if we get to be inside in a dome or controlled environment, it could come down to that. And the fact that we truly don't have one concerns me. So I feel that we'll be out irrelevant who we play in the first round. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. The Browns have a really, really great defense. Otherwise, they have a terrible offense. I don't disagree with that. It's not a terrible team other than their record. Very good defense. And Shedeur Sanders is actually the best quarterback on their roster. He should have been playing earlier than he was, I think, after watching him the last few weeks. That being said, no doubt, definitely some plays and things the Bills could have done differently against him and should have done differently against him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I guess, yeah, hey, you can be disappointed. I get it. But I don't get with the kicking thing right now because I just don't know what they're supposed to do. Their normal kicker has not kicked all year. He got hurt in training camp. And the guy they picked up has been pretty good most of the year. He's missed a couple of kicks. It could wind up hurting him in the end. I don't think it's been a huge liability for them this year. They have a couple missed kicks here and there. It's not been something that's totally cost them. But sorry. Hey, you're disappointed? Cheer up, man. It's Christmas. They got the win. It's all good. I get where you're coming from, though. Let's go to John in Detroit. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yep.
I only had a shorter trip this week, 2.5 hours instead of 5.5, but a little disappointed. Again, you know, we had a lot of talk about the receiving corps, but I like your analysis to the earlier caller that this is just something we have to accept now. With the identity is a running team, and ironically, we may win the Super Bowl with a running team, and that's just the way it's going to have to play out. I mean, we had all those years, you know, with DeAndre Reed and, you know, all those good receivers we had back in the day when we went to 4 Super Bowls. But it's time, I guess, to accept it. But watching the Patriots last night with Diggs and Hollins, it was like rubbing salt in the wound every time they caught a ball. Mm-hmm. And those two guys were spectacular last night. So let's just go on and win it with the running team. I agree with you. You know, nothing we can do. We've tried many other receivers, and none of them have worked out. So stay the course, and let's hope we'll be celebrating in February.
Yeah, you got it, John. It would be a definitely different way to do it over the last few years, what we've seen from the NFL with how teams throw the ball. And I'm not saying the Bills can't throw the ball. They could still have a 300-yard passing game from Josh Allen. Of course he's capable of that. But to have the limitations they have in the passing game, to still be winning 11 games and still be scoring close to 30 points a game. Kind of crazy, actually, when you think about it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Shane in New Jersey. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, a win's a win. We seem to play better. You know, the stats, you know, we've beaten some great quarterbacks this year, so I'm not too worried about the Browns win or struggles. But my question is, with the Patriots, you know, the Jets and the Dolphins kind of looking, you know, like they're just, you know, trying to get to Cancun already. Playing JV teams. Do you think the Bills are going to rest some guys down the stretch? Make sure we're healthy. I know we still have a very outside chance of the division, but it seems unlikely. And,
no,
you know, getting Milano and Josh healthy. No, I was just going to say, you know, we've been so injured this year. You know, having a team fully healthy and ready to go for the playoffs, like a Bosa, Milano, even Josh, seems like it's more important than the 5, 6, 7.
Here's what I would say, Shane, and someone else called on this earlier, so I'll reiterate what I said to that caller. I don't think the Bills will do that until they're in the game week 18 and are scoreboard watching. If the Bills beat the Eagles, now look, if the Bills lose the Eagles next week, there's no chance. They're probably going to, I would say they'd rest guys the following week, right? But if the Bills beat the Eagles, they do have a chance to win the division, and as you say, it's unlikely, but they'll be playing most likely at the same time as the Patriots in week 18, and I don't think the Bills do that unless they know the Patriots have things in hand. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. I mean, that's the way McDermott runs it, so yep. I wasn't sure. I figured that'd be the case.
I think that's what you're looking at, but I understand the argument, and I get where anybody's coming from because that could be very valuable to back off. And here's the other part about it, Shane. It looks like the Steelers are going to get the 4, and they're going to be able to rest players because they're not going to have anything to play for in Week 18.
Correct.
Yep, and if you're going to go to Pittsburgh, which we don't know yet, but if the Bills are going to go to Pittsburgh, for that first round game, you could have a well-rested Steelers team, and are you coming off a game where you're putting pedal to the metal and you come up short anyway in the division in week 18 against the Jets? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's go to Ron in Williamsville. Hi, Ron. You're on WGR. Ron, are you there? Is this the same person we had earlier that called in that we couldn't get on? Hey, Ron, you got me, buddy. I think you had me on mute or something. You had yourself on mute. There you go.
Yeah, no, something happened there. Right. But anyway, thanks for taking a call.
Yeah.
I had a couple things. One is I don't know what the percentage of success overall in the league for going for two But over the past several games, I've noticed that teams seem to be more successful at two-point conversions than the Bills in general. But that was my second point. My first point was McDermott, I think, has been really doing a great job in regards to going for it on fourth down. And even some of the challenges, even though he didn't win yesterday, I thought were worthwhile challenges. So I think he's gotten better there in regards to how he's managing the game. And I really thought it was impressive last week, especially going for it on fourth downs when he did. And I know we used to beat him up on that a lot. I did. So I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, he's always been more aggressive than people give him credit for, I think, on fourth down over the last few years. I think yesterday it was a situation he went for it on the one fourth down because he wasn't going to kick a 56-yard field goal. That was out of the range. Actually, I'm sorry. They punted on that one, so I could have understood him going for it. He didn't. I thought maybe he should have gone for that one, but he punted. But they're playing field position against a rookie quarterback. I understand that one. The other one was a fourth down to try and seal the game. So, yeah. Rotten, on your two-point conversion question, I think it's about 50%, maybe 51 to 52% the teams make it. I have to go back and look. It was a couple of years ago, though. And the Bills generally have not been that successful, but they did pick one up or a couple recently, so a little bit more successful there. So I'm not sure the exact numbers and detail you want on that. You know, two-point conversions are, you go with your best two-yard play, right? So you work all week on something. Sometimes a coin flip, and it literally is. It's like a 50% chance, basically. Tom in Wheatfield. Hi, Tom. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, and this isn't a criticism at all, but I think with Myles Garrett on the other side, I think he had a huge impact on our passing game without, you know, with getting that phantom half sack, just because Josh would always roll out to the right. It's almost like the field was like cut in half, and we had so much respect for him, again, rightfully so, because he could kill a game in a minute, and I think that affected it. You know, not because about the drops or any of that type of stuff, but I think he kind of minimized it just by his presence. What do you think?
I think it's a great point, Tom. It's a great point. I said kind of the same thing earlier. I was on with Joe, and I said the same thing, which is, you know, even Myles Garrett's presence, they did a great job on him. But because of knowing where he was and how aware they were of him, I think it impacted what adjustments they were willing to make as the game went on. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Tom. That's a good point. I like that. Becky in the Finger Lakes on this same point, I think. Go ahead, Becky. You're on WGR.
Yeah, Sam. Hey, I just wanted to call and give kudos for Deion Dawkins, especially after he was sick during a couple of days prior to the game and, you know, getting back in shape and being ready for a pretty tough task. But thought he did well, and just give me your thoughts on it in general, and I'm sorry to repeat the prior.
No, you didn't. You didn't. It's a different point, but it's a good one, and it should be stated. Deion Dawkins did a great job. He was one-on-one on Myles Garrett a lot. He has so much respect for him. And the Bills had a good plan for Myles Garrett, and they executed a good plan for him. I do think that your point is a good one, coupled with the last point of, hey, they paid so much attention to him that it kind of limited a bit of what they were doing on offense as well. Let's go to Glenn in Newfane. Thanks for the call, by the way. Go ahead, Glenn. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Merry Christmas to everybody. And yesterday was kind of like an old Clint Eastwood movie, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly all together. The good, I would say, to come out of it without any major injuries, to be able to have another week of guys that are dinged up this time of year, you know, to heal up. But especially the win, to get a win. The other thing I wanted to say, downstate, we got a guy from Johnson City, New York, wherever the heck that is, Daquan Jones, congratulations. Never a pick in high school.
That's right.
Not in college. Is he a Penn State guy, I think?
I think he is, yeah.
And then here you get to the big level to get an interception for a big guy like that. I was so happy for him. The only bad thing I can see is, and it's Victory Monday. Everybody enjoy it. It's holiday time. I hate seeing this sloppy tackling crap.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I've seen better wrap up on a pickpocket. I mean, my God. The angles don't look right, so maybe it's because it's so cold. Tell me about the, if you can, how cold it was, because that's what I'm hearing from people that were there.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't that bad. They've been in much more bitter cold temperatures, and you're not wrong. They need to be better tackling. Tackling was bad again yesterday. I thought they had improved their tackling. Really, for a few weeks, it was really trending well, and then I think the last couple of weeks, you know, it kind of showed up again, especially yesterday for sure, and they got to be better there, and you're right, angles. I was thinking about this yesterday. It's one thing to say load the box. You can't just load the box because then you have bad angles you're taking. You got to have a certain depth, and you got to take a good angle, and you got to wrap up, and you got to tackle, and it hasn't been up to par this year overall, and you hope that it doesn't hurt them when they're facing a team in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot. Let's take John from Elma before the break. Hi, John.
Hey, thank you. This is John. Thanks for having me, but I only got two comments, one on the defense and one on the Super Bowl. First, I think in order to improve our tackling, which the other caller just talked about, I want you to look at how many times our guys put the heads in front of the runner, not behind. Most of the times I used to play for UB, University of Buffalo, middle linebacker, and you had to stick your head in front of a guy in order to tackle him or at least try to knock him down. When you put your head behind, then you're relying on your arms and they got their weight of the legs, and that's useless. And I don't want to say this, it's very, very bad percentage because I've counted them. But secondly, on the Super Bowl, the way we win Super Bowls is going through the tough times and coming out at the best time. Now, we are at the bad time with our defense, but hopefully if they got some guys that can tackle, we might be able to win with Josh Allen, and I think we can. I think we got to win this Super Bowl coming up. And I don't care who says what, but we have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. I'd like to hear your comments.
I think you said it all, John. Merry Christmas, and thanks for the phone call, buddy. I don't know if you heard me. Good job, John. You're right. John giving us some proper tackling technique on the radio today. The only thing I would have loved more about that phone call is if he was on video and he could show us. Because that would be a great clinic to put your head in front of the runner and not behind. And he's not wrong. What I will say, though, John, is they work on that. They know that. That is something that gets drilled and worked on. And as you know, as a football guy, you played middle linebacker at UB and going back, I don't care what it is, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. That's the way to tackle. You can't arm tackle. You put the ball behind the runner, you're arm tackling. You put the ball in front of the runner, gives you a better chance, no doubt about that. That's what you want to do. Would have loved to have seen you demonstrate that, though. That would have been cool. We'll take a timeout. Merry Christmas to everybody. 1.5 hour left. A couple segments left. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, still left here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates – Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.